In the past, the city has sought voter approval for $15 million in housing bonds every 2 years. But with an affordable housing gap now estimated at 24,000 units, the council voted in June to boost this fall's referendum to $50 million. There have been lots of ideas about how it should be used. Here's at-large council member Braxton Winston.
When it comes down to it, we didn't want to just ask for $50 million and have no plan for it.
Consultants say Charlotte's biggest need is housing for those earning less than 30% of the area median income, about $22,000 a year for a family of four. But more often in recent years, development has focused on what's called workforce housing for people earning 60% or more of the area median income. The Housing Charlotte framework adopted Monday tries to shift that trend. It calls for at least 20% of the units in any bond-funded development to be reserved for households at or below the 30% line. It also has a list of other goals for the bond money: setting up a city fund to buy land for affordable housing, expanding home ownership, and creating a fund to help developers buy and preserve existing older housing, known as naturally occurring affordable housing. The Salvation Army's Deronda Metz offered her thoughts before the council's vote.
We also are asking that council prioritize delivery of affordable housing to the lowest of income, because that's what we see and that's what we believe that is most needed.
City Council Member Lawana Mayfield also expressed a desire to see different income levels represented.
You do not want a complex that concentrates all 30, because that creates ghettos and slums, and that is what we have right now. You want a diversity of incomes.
But the framework does not set a goal of how many apartments or houses would be for the city's poorest residents, and it does not require the city to spend a set portion of the $50 million on very low-income housing. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.